The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Friday.
Let's get things started with the first talkback of the day. Here we go.
Yo, it's bad for you, Selena. They're going to go after your head. They should go into hiding for a while. Glock Purdy turned into Brock Turdy. Dang, dude. I think it's time for a rebuild. Went to the Super Bowl 3 times and came out with none. Locker room issues. Go Raiders.
Guess what? You suck.
What happened, Graham? I obviously did not watch.
I think we're going to unpack quite a bit from this game because it was a pretty meaningful game and a pretty ugly one for the 49ers. But let me just say this. Only a Raiders fan would be moronic enough to try to troll the 49ers today when you Raiders are 2-11. You've lost 9 straight games. You haven't even sniffed the playoffs in like... When's the last time the Raiders won a playoff game? It's probably been more than 2 decades. When's the last time you went to the Super Bowl? 2003, 2001. I can't remember what it's been. It's been so long. It's been more than 2 decades. So guess what?
Guess what? You suck.
Sorry, I'm a little angry.
That's okay. That's okay. I think all Niner fans are. That's okay.
It's all right.
Let it out.
Deep breath.
Is there more, or should we just move on to the second talkback?
Oh, I'll be ranting all morning. Don't you worry. But yeah, let's play the second talk.
All right, here we go.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Do you guys, it is Friday the 13th today. Do you guys believers in Friday the 13th?
Yes.
Something bad stuff happens on Friday the 13th?
Nothing. I mean, I want to be, but nothing ever really happens.
Same thing with Mercury in retrograde, but...
No, but that's actually real. Things
Selena just jinxed it. Everything is going to happen today now.
Yeah, seriously. It's already off to a bad start. Did you hear the first talk back? This is all bad. It is interesting that you, believe in Mercury in retrograde, but not Friday the 13th.
I mean, it's not that I don't believe in it. I guess I do, but nothing really bad ever happens.
Mercury
in retrograde, everything goes wrong.
That's true.
And Mercury is still in retrograde today.
Because you claim that, you know, when Mercury is in retrograde, you're clumsier, you trip and fall and all this stuff.
I've
witnessed it.
Thank you.
So I would like you, the time when things go wrong here at the station, we have technical problems, we need just to have like a little chart. You just put a little dash mark, and then when you do something clumsy, you drop something, we put a little, and then at the end of the year, we overlay it with the times that where Mercury was in retrograde, and then that's the one way to see if it actually has an effect on you. And I'm willing to bet, spoiler alert, that it's all the same the entire year. You just
notice it and have something
to blame it on in those times when Mercury's in retrograde.
It's like I always feel when Mercury is about to be in retrograde.
Sure,
it's like it's the retro shade that I think really affects me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It is.
Where do you feel it,
Selena?
In her loins, obviously.
No.
They start burning.
I don't even know what that means. But no. Exciting update about the house, Graham.
Yeah, we passed another inspection yesterday, you guys.
What inspection was this?
It was our solar building department final. So our solar system.
You passed the finals. Good job.
We passed our final on that. Woo! I've now, listen to this, guys. I've now finaled with public works, engineering, environmental health, solar, fire. Fire sprinklers.
God.
This is how many final inspections I've had so far. That's like up to 6 or 7. I don't know. And there's other ones. I can't even name them all right now. And now we are just down to just 2 to go. Our Title 24 Cal Green inspection. And my inspector was supposed to be there on Wednesday. And guess who ghosted me and didn't show up?
Uh-oh.
That was nice. And then our final with the building department. And that is it. I'm going to be in this house by Christmas. I might have just jinxed it because it's Friday the 13th.
Oh, my God.
But
I think you will.
I'm scheduling a moving truck for the 23rd. If any movers are working that day, hit me up and let me know because I need some movers. The 23rd. I am moving into that house. I'm waking up there on Christmas morning.
That's like a week and a half.
It is happening. I'm going to make it happen.
And is that house going to be all decorated already with like lights on the outside and stuff? Or we're not doing that this year?
I don't know. I got a Christmas tree up in there, Selena. I got stockings hung above the fireplace. What do you need? Stop badgering me.
And so Frank's already working.
You think I have time to climb up on a ladder and hang lights? No. Oh, yesterday's inspector was like, hey, you need... I noticed this about your water here and this. He gave me a list of all things I already got to fix before I called for the final. So I'm going to be pretty busy today and tomorrow. But after that, you guys...
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
I'm
going to
do it. It's going to happen.
Love that.
I'm manifesting it.
Yeah.
I'm manifesting it.
Don't you have to believe in manifestation?
I believe in the power of the mind. I believe manifestation, though, like we've talked about, is a two-part system. You got to believe it, and then you have to get off your butt and do it.
Yes.
And I have been off my butt doing it now for the last 3 years, and I'm ready to be done with this.
I just hope Mercury in retrograde doesn't cancel out your manifestation.
Oh, you're right.
It can't. I blocked it. I put up a solar shield, and I blocked it.
Okay, good for you. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Friday.
Let's get things started with the first talkback of the day. Here we go.
Yo. It's bad for you, Selena. They're going to go after your head. Then you should go into hiding for a while. Glock Purdy turned into Brock Turdy. Dang, dude. I think it's time for a rebuild. Went to the Super Bowl 3 times and came out with none. Locker room issues. Go Raiders.
Guess what? You suck.
What happened, Graham? I obviously did not watch.
I mean, we're going to unpack quite a bit from this game because it was a pretty meaningful game and a pretty ugly one for the 49ers. But let me just say this. Only a Raiders fan would be moronic enough to try to troll the 49ers today when you Raiders are 2-11. You've lost 9 straight games. You haven't even sniffed the playoffs in like... When's the last time the Raiders won a playoff game? It's probably been more than 2 decades. When's the last time you went to the Super Bowl? 2003, 2001. I can't remember what it's been. It's been so long. It's been more than 2 decades. So guess what?
Guess what? You suck.
Sorry, I'm a little angry.
That's okay. That's okay. I think all Niner fans are. That's okay.
That's right.
Let it out.
Deep breath.
Is there more, or should we just move on to the second talkback?
Oh, I'll be ranting all morning.
Don't you worry.
But yeah, let's play the second talk.
All right, here we go.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Oh my God.
So, do you guys, it is Friday the 13th today. Are you guys believers in Friday the 13th?
Yes.
Something bad stuff happens on Friday the 13th?
Nothing. I mean, I want to be, but nothing ever really happens.
Same thing with Mercury in retrograde, but...
No, but that's actually real. Things
Selena do happen. Just jinxed it. Everything is going to happen today now.
Yeah, seriously. It's already off to a bad start.
Did you hear
the first talk back? This is all bad. It is interesting that you, believe in Mercury in retrograde, but not Friday the 13th.
I mean, it's not that I don't believe in it. I guess I do, but nothing really bad ever happens.
Should we just jinx it again?
Mercury in retrograde, everything goes wrong.
That's true.
And Mercury is still in retrograde today.
Because you claim that, you know, when Mercury is in retrograde, you're clumsier, you trip and fall and all this stuff.
I've
witnessed it.
Thank you.
So I would like you, the time when things go wrong here at the station, we have technical problems, we need just to have like a little chart. You just put a little dash mark, and then when you do something clumsy, you drop something, we put a little, and then at the end of the year, we overlay it with the times that where Mercury was in retrograde, and then that's the one way to see if it actually has an effect on you. And I'm willing to bet, spoiler alert, that it's all the same the entire year. You just
notice it and have something
to blame it on in those times when Mercury's in retrograde.
It's like I always feel when Mercury is about to be in retrograde.
Sure,
it's the retro shade that I think really affects me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It is.
Where do you feel it,
Selena?
In her loins, obviously. They start burning.
I didn't even know what that means. But no. Exciting update about the house, Graham.
Yeah, we passed another inspection yesterday, you guys.
What inspection was this?
It was our solar building department final. So our solar system.
You passed the finals. Good job.
We passed our final on that.
Woo!
Listen to this, guys. I've now finaled with Public Works, Engineering, Environmental Health, Solar, Fire.
Oh my
fire sprinklers.
God.
This is how many final inspections I've had so far. That's like up to 6 or 7. I don't know. And there's other ones. I can't even name them all right now. And now we are just down to just 2 to go. Our Title 24 Cal Green inspection. And my inspector was supposed to be there on Wednesday. And guess who ghosted me and didn't show up?
Uh-oh.
That was nice. And then our final final with the building permit, and that is it. I'm going to be in this house by Christmas. I might have just jinxed it because it's Friday the 13th.
Oh, my
but
no.
I
think you will.
I'm scheduling a moving truck for the 23rd. If any movers are working that day, hit me up and let me know, because I need some movers the 23rd. I am moving into that house. I'm waking up there on Christmas morning.
That's like
it's
a
happening.
Week and a half.
It is happening. I'm going to make it happen.
And is that house going to be all decorated already with like lights on the outside and stuff? Or we're not doing that this year?
I don't know. I got a Christmas tree up in there, Selena. I got stockings hung above the fireplace. What do you need? Stop badgering me.
And so for
you,
you
think I have time to climb up on a ladder and hang lights? No. Yesterday's inspector was like, hey, you need, I noticed this about your water here and this. He gave me a list of all things I already got to fix before I called for the final. So I'm going to be pretty busy today and tomorrow. But after that, you guys.
Oh my God, this is so
I'm going to do it. It's going to happen.
Love that.
I'm manifesting it.
Yeah.
Manifesting it.
Don't you have to believe in manifestation?
I believe in the power of the mind. I believe manifestation, though, like we've talked about, is a two-part system. You got to believe it, and then you have to get off your butt and do it.
Yes.
And I have been off my butt doing it now for the last 3 years, and I'm ready to be done with this.
I just hope Mercury in retrograde doesn't cancel out your manifestation.
Oh, you're right.
It can't. I blocked it. I put up a solar shield, and I blocked it.
Okay, good for you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
SantaCon in the city is this weekend, tomorrow. So listen up. Everyone meet at 12 Union Square. Don't forget to bring a new unwrapped toy for the San Francisco Fire Department program. This is a free event. There are some scams out there selling tickets. No, it's free. Got to be 21 and up, obviously, to hit the bars. But other than that, their website says it's a kid-friendly event.
No, it ain't. I've seen SantaCon.
It's
a disaster. It's a drunken, rainy mess. It's going to be an absolute disaster at the bars. I feel for all my San Francisco bartenders out there. I've worked it before. It's a nightmare. All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes to the 49ers season. They hosted the Rams last night at Levi's Stadium, continue to make costly mistakes in key moments, and they lost an ugly, rainy game 12-6. Not a single touchdown scored in the entire game. The kickers did all the work, and mostly the punters. The Niners needed to win that game to keep their very slim playoff hopes alive, but with the loss, they will join the lowly Raiders in watching the postseason from their couches. Yay, sports.
For today's weather, more periods of rain are expected throughout the day with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. There will still be lingering showers tomorrow, so be prepared if you are going to SantaCon.
Hey, Virgo besties!
Hey.
Your day is going to be a 7. Listen to this. A controversy could arise at work. Your coworkers could be saying one thing to your face, but likely something totally different behind your back.
No.
Don't believe everything you hear. The trolls are out. Remember to stay professional.
Wow, great advice.
The trolls are out,
you
guys.
Outside. All right, don't forget, coming up in a few minutes, we have your two Palisades Tahoe one-day lift tickets.
Woo!
First.
All right, I want to know if you guys stuff a stocking for your pets.
Yes.
Selena, do you?
I have before. It's not an every year thing. It depends how money is looking.
What the?
But there is a couple tiny little dog treats
and one little chew toy or something. Well, that's not breaking the bank.
Well, I guess it depends on that and if I
remember to do
or if I go to that type of store where they sell that. Because normally I'm at like a mall with like Bath and Body Works and stuff. So I don't know. It's up in the air. There is a stocking though.
We always have. Hambone's got her own stocking. She was
That's cute.
She was our firstborn child, and she always gets a couple tennis balls or whatever, you know, toys and a couple treats in there.
Yeah, my dog loves balls.
So then, at the same time that your kids open their gifts, you also give them their stocking.
Yep.
This is my second year having a pet, and so I'm like, should I get her a stocking?
No,
I
mean, you don't do it for cats. You don't do it for cats. A dog, yes, like a dog gets it. A dog's excited about it. A cat looks at you like.
Like, this
why
is
are you
it?
Bugging,
don't
why
care.
Are you bugging me? Like, what is this, like, large foot-shaped, like, device thing you're showing
age, you
me? Like,
care.
I don't know what's in there, and I don't care. Stop bothering me.
Yeah, she'll be happier with, like, a plastic bag. They like
to
just, like, random.
Her.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Wow, that's safe.
Yeah, to take her out with the garbage. Yeah, I get it.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. According to some new research.
Yes?
How is this new?
Fart gas might be the key to helping people live longer and happier lives. Listen to this, you guys. Hydrogen sulfide. Now, hydrogen sulfide is a gas. It is found in farts, but you know, it's found in other places too. Hydrogen sulfide is that what makes things have that really rotten egg smell.
Ew. Oh, like the Dumbarton Bridge.
There's probably a lot of hydrogen sulfide coming out of the bay right there. Gives you that rotten egg smell. It's not a pleasant odor, and it is found in, after you've eaten certain meals, you'll find a lot of it there. Now, in this new research, scientists were exposing earthworms to small amounts of hydrogen sulfide, and they were realizing that it had a very surprising effect on their health, their longevity. I don't know how you measure a worm's health. Are you like taking its pulse? Like, let me see, how's your cholesterol, earthworm? But
putting it on a treadmill.
They say they think this could be the key to leading healthier, longer lives because it did slow down and have positive effects on an earthworm's aging as well as some other health benefits. Would you guys start inhaling farts if they found this was the key to fighting aging and living a healthier life?
No.
Sure.
I would.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, why not?
I couldn't do it. I'd rather stick to my 20,000 creams and
those don't
lotions.
Work.
They don't work.
Those don't work.
What if you just had to open up a little vial each day and just like...
Ew!
And that's all it took.
Yeah.
Whose farts are they? Are they my own or somebody
else's? It has to be somebody else's. You're, no! You've got nose blind to
your own. You have to buy them online.
No! Yeah, yeah. I can't.
Go in the back and do lines of farts.
You have to buy...
Can you at least see like a picture of who these farts are coming from?
Yeah, you can get them... Well... Your run-of-the-mill, like, cheap, like, generic ones, they're going to be from people you don't want.
Okay.
You want to spend extra, you can get them from, like, the OnlyFans model.
Yeah, if it comes with a picture of who it's from, like, that would be so cool.
Does it tell you, like, their diet, too? Like,
what? Oh, yeah. There's going to be tasting notes, just like your, just like wine. You're going to swirl it first and then get your nose right in there and just...
Anything to live longer and healthier, to, like, be there for my kids. You know what I mean?
But what if, Selena, you're right, like parties, you're just like, what are you guys doing in that bathroom forever?
Ew.
Just people are in there just railing lines of farts. Just like, yeah, and that, like, you as a parent, like, you can't even be mad
at
your
my
kid.
God.
Like, were you out all night sniffing farts again? Well, that's a healthy choice. That's a very healthy choice. I'm proud of you. You are not grounded at all.
This is so gross.
Lines of farts.
Gross.
That was good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. A lot of talkbacks. We were just talking about Jess filling her cat's stocking.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Bronte from Martinez. Graham Cracker. How dare you say that cats don't enjoy opening their stockings? You best check yourself, sir. They love it. Jess, some crinkle balls, throw in a good catnip mouse and some treats at the last second because you know you can't leave those in there overnight. They will sniff them out. Have a great Friday.
Are you really going to do this?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Oh, I will do this.
What do you think? Your cat like playing with wrinkle balls?
Crinkly balls? Crinkle balls.
That's what I said.
That's not what you said. Yeah, she basically anytime I bring anything random to the house, oh, she's sniffing everything.
Cool story. We were also talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Graham, you brought was it a study that said like, hey, sniffing farts might actually be good for your health?
Well, they were exposing some worms in a study to hydrogen sulfide, one of the gases that is in fact found in farts, and it has a surprising effect on their longevity and health, a positive one.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy, the Life Special, aka Steve. I got a question for you, Graham. You're talking about like fart gas, you know, inhaling can like cause you to live longer. Would you and your wife start farting around each other, knowing this information? Have a good day, buddy.
That's a good question.
I don't think we could start doing that. We've made it this many years in our marriage. We just don't do that. We don't fart on each other. And
but for your health.
But for our overall health, I don't know. I still think it would be something we'd be sly about. And like, you know, you'd come out of the other room, my wife would be like, were you in there sniffing farts without me again? And, you know, you'd have to own up to it. But I don't think we'd do it in front of each
other. Maybe
you guys
could, like, leave them for each other?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, like a little gift? So like, well, here's
you.
Your lunch.
I got a surprise for you in the kids' room. Walk in there.
Well, this is gross, but it kind of ties into my question about the ultimatum. Jess,
okay.
I know this is your lane, but okay. I've been trying to watch and actually keep up with this. I'm only on episode 2, so, you know, I'm still a little behind. But in this episode, the couples are in week 1. If you don't know, this is a show on Netflix where you have these couples. One of them has issued an ultimatum to the other one. Like, hey, we need to either get married or I can't move forward in this relationship anymore. So they go on this show where they meet other couples that have also, you know, that also have this ultimatum situation going on. And in the first week, those original couples split up and they start like dating other people from other couples until they find someone they want to do a trial marriage with. So I'm still on the episode where they're just like meeting everyone and going on like random little lunch dates or whatever.
Are these all hot people? Like,
they're really
good looking. Shows where they cast all good looking people?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all really good looking.
I'm in.
Anyway, so there's this one girl who goes on a date with someone who, mind you, she's only known a couple days, maybe. And she's already talking about like passing gas in front of him.
What?
Oh no. Like, Graham, what would be going through your head if you sit down with this super hot chick and this is what she talks about? She's like, hey, the man I'm with now, you know, he issued me the ultimatum, but, you know, he hates when I do this in front of him. You'd be okay with it? And he's like, yeah, you know, it's natural. Fart on.
I think he even says, oh yeah, I think it'd be cute.
Like, what would be going through your mind, Graham?
I don't find it cute, nor do I want to be subjected to it. I'd rather not. I mean, I go back to this. I mean, this is my relationship advice, and everyone always disagrees with me on this, but I'm telling you, it's worked in my relationship, because in my mind, and one, it's a fact, you know, scent is one of the senses that's most closely tied with memory, and every time I sniff one, I don't want to think about you, you know? Like, I don't want that association, and that's just me. To me, it's a big turnoff. But again, there's a hotness scale of which you're willing to put up with and overlook a lot of issues.
So what about this? Because
in other words, if she's hot enough, at a certain point,
you can look
past it.
So how do you feel about this? Because I saw this is a couple weeks back. I saw an article from like some experts who said it's really like if you're comfortable in your relationship, you shouldn't worry about these very small, minor human things. Passing gas shouldn't matter. And the issue could be lack of attraction if that's all it takes for you to be like, oh, I'm losing attraction to you.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that. I get that it is a very small, minor, trivial thing, but so is walking to the other room and doing it, you know, like being polite about it. It's so minor and so simple, rather than just like you're sitting next to the person watching a movie and you feel the couch vibrate on their leg. Like, I mean, you don't need to do that.
It's unnecessary. Said when you can joke about these little things and do it, it's a sign that you're secure enough to just be real with one another.
Yeah, again, maybe in a superficial relationship, if you guys need to fart on each other to feel real, I don't know. It doesn't call into question anything in my marriage. I've been married 11 years now.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
it's everyone.
I mean, if that's true, then I guess I don't feel close to anyone because I mean, that's not something I want to do in front of literally any living creature.
Yeah, and Selena, you don't fart on your man.
No.
Okay, so why am I getting raped over the fart coals here?
Because I wouldn't mind if he did. And when he does, I'm like, oh my God, it's like a sign that he's just
comfortable.
Also,
you find it cute.
I mean, it's not like cute, like it's...
Until you smell it, and then you're like, there's nothing cute about this.
It don't smell. Isn't that weird?
That's not true.
You're nose blind.
Yeah, you've got nose blind.
Maybe.
It don't smell. Get
out
of here.
Maybe that's what it is.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Austin Butler's new movie role is dividing the internet. I don't know if you saw this news, but he has signed on for the upcoming adaptation of American Psycho. You know, there was a 2000 version that starred Christian Bale. If you don't know, it's about an investment banker who leads a double life as a serial killer. And the internet automatically had thoughts. Like, one, they're like, why is it the same five actors in every movie? Why do we keep recycling the same guys? Can we get somebody else, please?
That's a legitimate question.
It's a legitimate question. That I do agree with. Regardless, he's already signed on. It's too late. The other thought a lot of people have is, uh-oh. We know how far this guy takes method acting. We saw him in Elvis. That stupid accent sticks. What is he going to do with the American Psycho role? Is he going to turn into this character now?
I mean, he really commits.
Really, really commits. To the point it affects his everyday life.
Is he going
to
be able to do it without the Elvis accent?
That's a good question. Oh, I don't know. He's going to have to go to a lot of...
I think it's going to creep through somewhere somewhere in that movie. You're going to hear just a little hint of it.
That would be hilarious.
What? Is that Elvis talking again?
That would be so funny. other than that, I'm here for this film. I'm actually really excited for it. Let's talk about Megan Fox, because her ex, Brian Austin Green, has some words for MGK. In case you don't know, MGK and Megan Fox, they just split up. We learned that this week. And she's also 4 to 5 months pregnant. Apparently, they were on a Thanksgiving trip and she found some text messages to other women, plural, more than one, in his phone. Now, her ex, Brian Austin Green, they have 3 kids together and a paparazzi. So whatever you call it, singular paparazzi, went up to him and was like, hey, how do you feel about this? Does he cheat on her a lot? And he said, I don't know about that. But how old is MGK? He's in his 30s. In your 30s, grow up. She's pregnant. He said, I just want the best for her. I want the best for the baby. I want the best for our kids. That's a shame.
Mm-mm. Hasn't he always been kind of the one that seemed like he wanted to get back together with her? I thought that was sort of the, he always seemed like that. Like, please come back. Please come back. But he's right. I totally agree with him.
He's currently moved on with somebody else. And I think he even has a baby with his new person as well. So, I mean, I don't think I think for a while I did feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
Well, piece never dies. But
this is just another case of like when you leave the good, safe option for a bad boy, look what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Also, no one is safe. No one is safe. Megan Fox is getting cheated on.
I know.
But that's good. I respect that he's standing up for it. This is the mother of
his three kids together.
So, yes, you want to stand up for her and look out for her. And that he said the right thing there.
Yes. Did you see MGK on NBC's A Motown Christmas special?
I totally watched that. Yeah, I was glued. I was locked in. What?
Listen. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away on this year. I
want to know, like, who his fan base is. You know, because I never in my heard someone be like, hey, bro, did you hear the new MGK song dropped? I mean, never.
Don't you always wonder how some people are as famous as they are?
Yes. Like, yeah.
I know there's more talent. And sometimes you'll be at a random bar music venue and see some small no-name artist and they're like 1,000 times more talented than that. And you're like, why isn't that
but
person
you know what?
Super famous?
I remember when he and Megan Fox first got together, there were a lot of ladies like, oh, yeah, he's hot. Do you still feel that way? Because I saw this
I
NBC
never felt
performance
that way.
And I just don't see it. I don't see it.
I never saw it. I never saw it. But,
there
are
a lot of people that do think he's attractive.
No, I'll pass.
Yeah. That's going to be a no for me.
Grammy?
All right, a lot to unpack from last night's 49ers game, which was a disaster. We're going to be unpacking some things all morning. But one of the main things we got to talk about is fans at Levi's booing Deebo Samuel. Deebo took to social media this week to express his frustration with his lack of involvement in the offense because he's just not getting the ball enough. I think this caught everyone off guard because the Niners were coming off a dominant win over the Bears, and it definitely just killed the vibes of that win and became pretty big distraction all this week in the media. Well, the Niners went to him early and often in last night's game against the Rams. I think they threw to him on the very first play of the game, but he could not get anything going. And then it was sort of a blunder of mistakes after that. At one point, Deebo accidentally tackled running back Isaac Garento in one of the plays. Deebo went in motion and just collided right with the running back and knocked him to the ground. Well, killed that play. And you could start to hear some groans from the fans there. Nobody was booing him, I think, at that point, but people were like, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, okay, mistakes happen in football. It's a timing game and it was mistimed. But then in the second half, the Niners really needed to score. Critical drive. They're on the Rams 29-yard line. Purdy drops an absolute dime to Deebo. In stride, Debo's got room. He would have scored a touchdown, except, oh, he forgot to catch the ball. Hit him right in the hands, and he dropped it. And at that point, there were definite boos coming out of the Levi Stadium crowd because,
wow. Oh
my God, you say you want the ball, here it is. Gift wrap touchdown. That would have been one of the easiest touchdowns of his all year. He could have walked right into the end zone. Ooh. And it hit him right in the hands, and he
didn't my God.
Catch it.
Yikes.
Something's been off with Deebo this year. He's had a very down year, and I don't know that it's lack of targets or involvement. They're not getting him the ball enough, because anytime he gets the ball, well, he either doesn't catch it, and he had another drop in that game. It was a lot tougher of a catch, but I still think he should have caught it, hit him. you know, those things called your hands. When it hits you in the hands, you got to catch it. That's what I tell my kid. But, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting. Now that Niners eliminated basically from playoff contention, I think they have a 0.1% chance of making the playoffs. Whatever, they're out. They're not going to make it. It's going to be a very interesting offseason to see what happens because Debo's one of those guys. Will he not be back with the team next year? And I kind of think at this point, he might not. He's one of my favorite. I want to preface this by saying he is one of my absolute favorite players. I love Debo. It's been tough this year. It's been a tough season.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So two ways for you to get a Chug Mug on Fridays right now when we kick off What the Bleep. It's a really easy way to win. You just have to guess the bleep.word. The other way to win a Chug Mug is 8:20. Every Friday we do something called the Chug Wheel where we play a fun little game on the air with one of our listeners. It could be you. And then if you win the game, you get a Chug Mug and... we will have to draw names, spin the chug wheel, and have to chug something nasty.
Whatever that wheel lands on, you're chugging.
Graham, you were just talking about what's on the chug wheel today.
You guys, it's holiday edition chug wheel today. Holiday edition chug wheel, everybody.
What does that mean?
And on today's chug wheel, there are only two items. We're taking a big departure from our usual smattering of disgusting things. And on today's chug wheel, there are only two items. Eggnog.
Okay.
Hey, do you guys have... Are you eggnog drinkers?
I only like when my sister makes it. I don't like store-bought.
Jess?
I like the Mexican version, which is rompope. I don't know if it's exactly the same exact thing.
It's not. Oh, and okay. There's two things on the chug wheel this morning. Eggnog and eggnog out of Graham's mug. The one that I haven't washed all of 2024.
Graham,
so you're going to pour the... if you spin and it lands on that, you got to pour the nog, and then you got to drink it out of that.
You can't. That's
I've
like,
already filled out the entire chug
diseases,
wheel.
That's it.
No, you won't.
Oh, my God.
Well, you might. I can't rule
it out. I'd rather, like, pass away right now.
Nope. Those are the two things, so be with us 8:20 and see if everybody gets it.
Oh, my God. And we all know it's going to be me.
All right.
Probably.
Right now, let's get to What the Bleep. This is a really fun, easy way for you to win this chug mug. You just got to be the first person to get today's bleeped out word. As always, if you have a guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. All right, listen up, people. Here is today's clip.
I know some people just use a few fingers when they... but I like using both hands at the same time.
Wow.
You know, that's,
yeah, more power to you,
done.
I guess. I only use two fingers. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Leave that... guess on the talkback mic. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning, though, if you want to win the JV Show Chug Mug. And you do have to remember this is a family
show.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to today's clip in case you missed it.
I know some people just use a few fingers when they... but I like using both hands at the same time.
All right. What do you think that bleeped out word is? Let's go to your guesses. And remember, this is a family show.
Yeah, come on.
Hi, this is Virginia from San Jose. And my guess is floss.
Floss.
Ah. People can floss with just two fingers?
Maybe when you like wrap the string around the two fingers and you go like that.
Or when you use
maybe
when you use the pick.
Oh, the little pick thing.
I don't know. I feel like I still need more than just two fingers to like
to grip
grab
it.
Whoa, this is a family show.
Might have to pull that.
Hey guys, it's Brittany and Amaya in San Jose.
We think it's eating and it's my birthday. Yay!
Who gives a fart? Eating.
Couple things. Is it eating?
No.
But happy birthday?
Who gives
a fart?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Good morning. This is Liz from Vacaville, and my guess is text. Thank you.
Ooh, the good guess.
Text.
Texting.
Text and texting. Very popular guess this morning, but that's not it.
All right. Continue to get those guesses in on the talkback mic. What is today's bleeped out word? We are going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I know some people just use a few fingers when they... but I like using both hands at the same time.
Whoa.
Try it out. It's better.
Jack. I just realized I use three fingers. I thought
three.
I said earlier I was two, but there's a third finger that likes to get involved sometimes.
Well, next time try two hands.
Yeah, all 10 fingers.
That's doing too much. That's doing way
it's
too much.
It's the most efficient way.
Oh.
Let's go to your guesses. And remember, this is a family show.
Oh, that's
right. Goes.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Bo from Antioch, and I think the bleeped out word is bowl, like bowling.
Bowl.
That was one of the most popular guesses coming in this morning. Do you guys three finger your balls or do you go
hand?
Well, a lot of people and guys I know that are really, really good bowlers, they go, finger free. They go hand outside the ball sometimes.
I don't know how people
spin
do
it
that.
A little bit more.
I mean, I guess my hands are too small to do that.
Yeah, that would be dangerous for me and everybody around me. So
you get all three in there.
Yep.
Yeah. But even that could be dangerous if you have nails.
That's true.
How do you bowl with those things?
You don't. You can't.
Oh.
Hi, this is Louie from Oakland, and my mom thinks that missing word is kneading the dough. Like kneading the dough with both hands. I don't know if that's correct because I use both hands for it, but whatever.
Okay, Louie, and your mom, you're both wrong. Do you guys ever knead your dough with just a couple fingers?
No.
I'm trying it. I'm like doing it. I'm miming it right now. It doesn't seem right. Yeah, you got to get.
That would take forever.
Yeah, you got to get both hands that sucker.
Kneading the dough. Also, that's three words. So that wouldn't necessarily fit here.
Right.
It's always one word unless otherwise specified.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Edith from San Jose, and my guest is driving or drive.
Driving.
There's another one of the most popular guesses.
Driving with just two fingers?
Yeah,
on the
use
wheel?
No hands.
What do you guys do? I don't two-hand the wheel. What? Not since I took my driver's test when I was 16. I'm three fingers.
I'm a one hand.
It's
unless
three
I'm
fingers.
Eating, then it's no hands.
Yeah,
but don't
and
do that.
Two knees.
Are you holding on? You're a one hander. Are you holding on one full hand, all five fingers?
Because
I have left hand, which is kind of in my lap. You know, it's kind of down to my side, and it's probably thumb, middle, and pointer finger.
I either
and that's
do that,
it.
Or I do full right hand.
I do full left hand.
Top of the wheel, where are you at?
Bottom.
Okay.
Either or.
Bottom
I switch.
Side.
Yeah.
Like 8 o'clock.
I mean, if there's like a, you know, like there's a cool song playing on the radio, then I'm top center, you know, hand on top of
no,
the wheel,
top,
one hand, and I'm
right
driving,
hand, top
driving
left,
like a boss.
Because you got to have a lean to it.
Well, yeah.
Anyways, we're getting sidetracked.
All right. Sorry,
back to
sorry.
Guesses.
Is type or use a keyboard. This is Colleen from Redwood City.
Type. All right.
There you
here
go.
Is today's clip unbleeped.
I know some people just use a few fingers when they type, but I like using both hands at the same time.
It's much easier.
Yes.
You get done typing both much, much faster.
I mean, I have both hands. They're both involved on the keyboard, but really number of fingers that actually do work, it's a limited. It's a more limited number. I'm not the best. I'm not the best on the keyboard. You know what? Who gives a fart? All right, let's give some shout-outs. First of all, to Colleen in Redwood City. What's up,
woo!
Colleen? What's up? Happy holidays with your new JV Show Chug Bug. She had the very first correct answer this morning. A few other people, not as many people on this one, but guesses were kind of all over the place this morning. Our buddy George in San Mateo got it. So did Chris in Crockett. What's up, Chris? What's
woo!
Up? Mandy in San Jose had it. So did Katrina in Martinez. And a couple of our buddies, Vince and Olivia in Dublin, had it as well. A
nice.
Few people said typing. Should we shout them out?
Yes.
What the hell? It's Friday. Paulo in San Francisco said typing. So did Phil in San Leandro. And Valentina and Victoria also said typing. They were right there.
So close.
Get rid of that pesky ING and you would have, you know, had the correct answer. And well, then, of course, and then add a Y. But, you know, type and then type. Well, you get it.
Thank you, everyone, for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to the Yup Nope game.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Did you know that Friday the 13th actually rarely happens in December? Due to leap year, it only happens every 11 or 64 years. Just thought I'd throw a fun fact. So if anything, it's a lucky day. Unless some people find it superstitious, but I find it a lucky day. Who knows? Maybe some of us will get lucky tonight.
Oh.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Or
do you guys think it's a lucky day or an unlucky day?
It's a very lucky day.
I think lucky.
Do either of you think there's any chance you're getting lucky tonight?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's part of, let's stop the minute. That's part of the
there
Friday night.
There is like a 100%
activities?
Probability.
Wow.
What about you, Graham?
I'd say it's like a 60-40 shot and 60 that it doesn't, 40 that it does.
Well, 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Nazario, and I'm here with my daughter, Athena.
Hi. Maybe you guys will have some luck on your side. We have tickets for
Gabriel Iglesias.
Ooh, that's going to be a lot of fun. Do you guys have any fun plans for the weekend, by the way?
No, not yet.
Not yet. You know, that's okay. Sometimes the no-plan
weekends
Friday are
possible.
The best. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
right,
so this is the JV Show Yup Nope game. I'm sure you know how this works, but we're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Let's get right to it. Question number one. What kind of meat do you generally use to make a chicken fried steak?
Chicken?
Nope. No, that was a trick question. It's still beef.
Yeah, it's beef, but I think you fry it in the chicken stuff.
I don't know.
that was kind of a trick.
That was warm one.
You guys ever had a chicken fried steak?
No.
Really?
No.
They're good. Not good for you. No. Not good for you, you guys. All right, question number two. Apple's CEO, Steve Jobs, was known for commonly wearing what color turtleneck?
That's gray.
Nope. People in the Bay Area are like, what? What? Come on. He always wore a black turtleneck. Yes. You almost always saw him wearing a black turtleneck. And I think he wore Birkenstocks as well. Birkenstocks and a black turtleneck.
Wow, cute.
Interesting fashion choices.
Hashtag cute.
Here's question number three. St. Martin, Grand Cayman, and Antigua are just a few of the many islands found in what body of water?
Oh, great. You guys are giving all the hard questions. Yesterday was easier, and the day before that was easier.
Just think about it. St. Martin.
All these excuses.
A lot of tropical islands here. Grand Cayman.
Not the Atlantic.
Is that your final guess?
Yes.
Nope.
The Caribbean. Come on.
Or the Caribbean.
The Caribbean.
Yeah. Oh,
I say Caribbean.
It's Caribbean. All right, question number four. Pirates of the
Caribbean.
Yeah. Caribbean.
Thank you.
Caribbean.
I say Caribbean with any other
instance.
Oh,
he said Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, no, there Pirates of the Caribbean. There it's Caribbean.
I think people in the Caribbean say Caribbean. All right, question number four. Oh, no. Does he need this one to avoid the holy, horrible trivia?
Yes.
Okay. You really need this question. Question number four. On the first day of Christmas. Just finish this lyric. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
10.
On the first day.
Oh, my God.
Let's try it again.
Yeah, yeah.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Nope.
Okay.
A partridge in a pear tree. Holy horrible trivia.
Dang it.
Oh, no. That was not your best work.
Dreaded over. happy holidays.
This is not good at all.
Oh, this is bad.
You can blame Friday the 13th for that.
You're right.
Right.
Plus, Mercury is in retrograde.
It's not a lucky day.
Oh, God. Oh,
there we go.
You know.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Don't hang up, though. We appreciate you coming on.
Yes,
we do. We hope you have a great rest of your day. And
hard
a
to after that. But
hey, I'm trying to be positive.
We'll try. I think it ruined my day, too.
Thank you for playing.
Kidding.
Don't hang up.
Love you guys.
Graham, we got some shout outs.
All right, buckle up. We got a lot of shout outs to get through. Buckled. All right. Hey, radio besties.
Hey.
Just a mom sliding into your DMs for a special birthday shout out to my baby girl. She turns 11 over the weekend. And not only did I give birth to an amazing, beautiful, smart, funny, and kind girl, she's also my best friend. I couldn't imagine life without her. So happy. Happy birthday, Mula. Who gives a fart?
She does.
Many of them. I love you very much, my stink butt. Have a great day. That's from our buddy Jules. So happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
All right, another one here. Hey, Graham, it's James from Clovis. He says it's in Fresno County. Thank you. We've been wondering. I wanted to ask if you could please wish my daughter, Michaela, out in San Jose a happy 18th birthday.
Me and her brothers,
Anthony and Andrew, love her so much. Hope she has a great day. Thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's.
Who gives a fart?
Another DM. Hi, could you guys please wish my amazing daughter, Aria, a happy 6th birthday? Her birthday's on Saturday, but we listen to you guys every day on the way to school, and you would make her whole weekend if you gave her a shout-out on her way to kindergarten. She thinks you guys are all hilarious, especially loves the trivia. That's from Mom Mary, so happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, we'd love to wish our son, Malachi, a happy 10th birthday today. Double digits! He's the best son any parents could ask for. We love you, Malachi. Love Mommy, Daddy, Maya, and Malaya.
Who gives a fart?
Malia, I should say. Sorry. Another one. Hey, Graham, can you wish my sister Krishna a happy birthday? She's turning 35, halfway to 70. That's wild. But who gives a fart? That's from her sister Radha in Hayward.
Who gives a fart?
Halfway to 70. That'll put you...
Wow.
That'll sober you up. Another one. Hey, Graham, my son's birthday is on Monday, December 16th. Can you wish my son Harvey a happy 12th birthday? That's from mom, dad, sister Sammy, and little brother
happy
Levy.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Happy early birthday. Another DM here. Graham, could you you please, please, please give my daughter an early birthday shout out? You guys are always on vacation the week of her birthday. Happy 18th birthday to my baby girl, Shayna. I'm so proud of you. Love your BFF, aka mom. This is Rachel in Concord. So I don't know what she's talking about. Vacation at the holidays?
Never heard
we don't
of it.
Do that.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, longtime listener. My boyfriend's turning 26 today. He started to listen because of me and loves the show because I do. Can you please wish Jacob a happy 26th birthday? I love him so much. Hope he has the best day ever. And that's from our buddy Amira.
Happy birthday,
who
Jacob.
Gives a fart?
That's true. Hey, Graham, I was hoping you could give a birthday shout out to my daughter Penelope on Friday. She turns 10 on Saturday. We listen to you guys every morning. Love playing the trivia. This is from Mom, Dad, and Adam. That's Mom Monica. So happy birthday, Penelope.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, I'd love for you guys to give a special belated birthday shout out to my daughter Mahika. She turned 11 yesterday. Happy birthday to my sunshine. That's from Mom and Dad.
Who gives a fart?
Another birthday. One. Hey, Graham, just a husband sneaking in your DMs wanting some help wishing my wife Judy a happy 10-year anniversary and a early happy birthday. Her birthday's a Saturday. I figured I could knock two
happy
birds out
birthday.
One stone. That's from Mike and Concord.
Who gives a fart?
Still going here. Okay. Hey, Graham, can you send a birthday shout out to my husband Joseph? It's his birthday today. That's from Jenny.
Happy
who gives
birthday.
A fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, just sliding your DMs to request a birthday shout out to my daughter Jordan on Friday the 13th. Woo! Happy 14th
happy
birthday,
birthday,
kiddo.
Jordan!
We love you so much. That's from Mom Sydney.
Who gives
Dad,
a fart?
Will and Bo. But one last one. Oh. Hey, Graham, wonder if you could give a big birthday shout out to my son Keen. He's turning 9 today. Love with lots of love from Mom, Dad, Bro, and Sis. That's from Mom Annie.
Who gives a fart?
Happy one birthday. More personal one. It's my buddy Big Maul's birthday. My buddy
Big
Jamal's Big Maul's birthday today. Happy birthday, Big Maul. Hope you have a great day, buddy. But really,
who gives a
that's
fart?
True.
All right,
that's true. And happy
it.
Birthday
that's
to
done.
Taylor Swift. It's her birthday today.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Nye from San Ramon. I just wanted to see if you guys could give me a birthday shout out. Today is my 33rd birthday. Last time I called you guys for a shout out, JV was still with us and he gave me a shout out. So, if you guys can give me a shout out for my birthday, thank you so much. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday. 33 is a great year. From what I hear, I'm only 27.
Right,
and a half,
we're not there yet.
33
here
is a good
it's amazing.
One. Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
And have a so many birthdays today. Have a great day and birthday weekend, yep. Everyone who is celebrating. All right, so JV. Oh my God, I just called you JV. Aww. I'm sorry. Graham mm-hmm. is the Nostradamus of the JV show.
Yeah, I'm psychic.
We found out yesterday that a lot of his predictions that we've taken note of throughout the year have been coming true. Yeah. You know, with MGK. And Megan Fox splitting up. There was something about Sabrina Carpenter and her breakup mm-hmm. as well.
And I got the Selena Gomez
getting
engagement.
Engaged. Yeah. You predicted that. So here's what we're going to do. Jess and I are going to go back and forth throwing out some questions. And
okay.
I think most of them are yes or no.
Yep.
And we'll just get your predictions for 2025. And these will all be logged in our prediction journal.
That is
let me
correct.
Just make sure I'm tuned in with the psychic
okay,
vibes
go ahead.
Right now. Bay Area, just send me your psychic vibes over here. Oh, my mm-hmm. foot's getting tingly.
All right, he's doing a weird little wiggly
yep.
hand
all
thing.
Right, I'm
are
ready.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
In? Here we go. Will Jess get engaged next year?
Yes.
First or second half of the year?
Second half.
Okay. Will Ariana Grande and SpongeBob? Sorry, I'm like tingling out from that last question.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Okay. Will Ariana Grande and SpongeBob, aka Ethan Slater, have a baby in 2025?
Ooh, have a baby in 2025. It's going to be close. It's going to be a cusp. I'm getting cusp vibes, meaning it could be early 2026 or the very end of 2025, but a pregnancy will happen. I'll give
wow.
you that. Yeah, cusp vibes, though. That baby might arrive early next year.
Okay.
Will the Warriors make it to the championships?
No.
Ooh. Will Lana Del...
Sorry, Warriors fans. But it ain't it.
Will Lana Del Rey stay with her alligator boyfriend all of 2025?
Surprisingly, yes.
Wow.
Crocodile love is real love, you guys. And they're out on a fan boat right now, just in the swamp, in the bayou, just
yeah,
like getting busy right now. So.
Okay. Will Nick Cannon have another baby in 2025?
He's had a baby every year for the last 26 years. So, I mean, I feel stupid to bet against him, right? When was the last time you had a kid? Because I feel like we're in a bit of a dry spell, though.
That I don't know.
It was sometime this year, I think.
Just give your prediction.
Did he have one this year? I need to know. That factors in.
I believe he did. Let me see.
Because how many kids does he have now?
I think he's up to like 12.
How about Tyreek Hill? That dude had, I thought I read that he had five
at
babies
the
this year.
Same time, too.
Right, different, okay. All different ladies.
So Nick Cannon's youngest child was born December of 2022.
Oh, he's due. Yeah, he'll have
so
one
So, yes,
more.
In 2025, Nick Cannon will have another baby. Jess, yep. Do you have okay. any more questions?
Yes, one more. Will Hawk Tua Girl be on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, that's a good. That is a good one. I'm going to go with no. She won't.
Wow. Okay.
I think she will be approached for it, but I think
you think she will not.
I think
take
she
it.
Turns it down.
Wow. I think she's making, that's a bold prediction.
I think she's making enough money in other spaces that she doesn't need to.
I have a couple more here. Will okay. J-Lo jump back into a new relationship in 2025?
Ooh. Yeah, but we're not going to hear much about it. But she will be dating someone. It'll be kind of a mystery man situation.
Mm, okay.
She's going to keep it under wraps.
And will we find out for sure if Justin Bieber did, in fact, get diddled by the diddler?
We won't.
No, we will not find that out.
We're not going to find out definitively.
Okay.
No.
Like, he's not going to testify or anything like that, you don't think?
He might, but I think that part of it, we won't know, ever know.
All
okay,
right?
I have one last one.
Okay. Man, that's a lot. I'm feeling very psychically drained right now. You guys are really taxing me. Normally, I would charge $400 an hour for this, like most of the other scam artists out there.
Okay. Last one.
Will Selena make it all of 2025 bringing her ginormous water bottle into the studio?
Oh my God.
Every day.
Not a chance. She's already teetered on the brink of giving it up.
I could have told you that. It happened yesterday.
That was an easy one. All right, we got these all. Are these all logged?
These are
charted in the journal?
Yes.
In the prediction journal.
If you can bet on this stuff, people, get some wagers in. They're all locks.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. I'd go out the haircut. Graham, give me a prediction for next year. Will Kyle Shanahan be back as a head coach for the 49ers?
Ooh.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
But he's on a bit of his ice got thinner under him. Let's put it that way. Okay. But he will be back next season.
Log that in the prediction journal. One final question we forgot to ask. Graham, if you don't know, is the Nostradamus of the JV Show. All his predictions lately have been coming true. Will Megan Fox take MGK back?
No.
Ooh.
I think they're like officially in a relationship back.
Yeah.
No. Will there be a backslide? Maybe they hook up a time or two? Sure. But not an official word. Back to being engaged, or they were engaged, right?
Yeah.
They won't be back to that.
Okay.
Also, can I revise one of my earlier predictions about Ariana
Grande?
Locked
in. They're locked in. Sorry.
Okay, never mind.
But I do want to know what you wanted to revise it to.
No, I don't want to say.
Okay, good. Because your prediction's locked in too late.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Well, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Happy Friday. Any fun plans for the weekend?
Just helping Santa with wrapping gifts that he doesn't want to wrap.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Nice work.
I think that's always fun. And what a good helper you are, Sherry. Hey, so we're going to play the JV Show, Chug Will. This is a lot of fun for you. Us, not so much. And I'll explain why in a second. But here's how this is going to go. We asked Graham 8 questions. Okay, we're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Sherry, you have to kind of guess what you think Graham's answer is. If you get 4 correct guesses, you win a JV Show chug mug. But then that means one of us is going to have to spin the chug wheel and drink something maybe disgusting.
It depends if you like eggnog or not, because on today's holiday edition of the chug wheel, it's only eggnog occupying half the spaces on the wheel. And the other half is eggnog out of my coffee mug, which has not been washed in all of 2024.
Isn't that disgusting, that's Sherry? So he has never washed this coffee cup and he drinks out of it every day.
Drinking out of it right now.
Ew, this is so gross.
It's good.
Sherry, are you ready to start?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get to the first question. Have you ever gone to the bathroom here at work and not washed your hands? Sherry, what do you think Graham said? Yes or no?
No.
Why is my Siri answering? I'm sorry.
Threw me off. I heard your Siri answer.
Okay, Sherry. Your guess was no?
That's right.
No.
All right, point for you.
I feel like Sherry knows the show too well. One of us is chugging. Just get ready.
He's not clean. He doesn't wash his coffee mug.
It doesn't matter. I always wash my hands. Always.
Fine.
Because he thinks he's too clean.
Yeah.
That's probably fair. All right, let's go to the next question.
Have you cooked dinner for your family in the last week? What do you think he said?
Oh, gosh. I forgot if Kate is out of town, but I'm going to say no.
No.
Oh my God.
I've been busy this week. Pretty busy. Well, I was also pretty busy last week. And I was pretty busy the week before.
All right. So 2 points for Sherry.
She's
so
2 for 2. We're screwed.
I know. Let's go to the next question. Have you ever lied to your wife about liking something she cooked when you didn't? What do you think Graham said? Yes or no?
Yes, because he loves her and he doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Yes.
What? I give up.
We might have to make this game harder.
I know. It's way too easy. Dang it.
She's 3 for 3. One more, no. And one of us is spinning that wheel.
A lot of the mornings you work out of your own studio. Do you fart in there? What do you think Graham said? Yes or no?
For sure.
Yes, all the time.
Oh, my God.
She's, I mean, now okay. I want to see if she can, if she goes perfect 8 for 8, do we all chug? I mean, what?
Yes. Let's just run through the rest of them and
all
see.
Right, let's keep going.
You won. You got a chug mug, Sherry. Congratulations. But let's see if you can get the rest of these. Yay. If you didn't work here, would you still listen to Wild 94.9? What do you think Graham said?
No.
No.
Wow.
She's 5 for 5.
My boss is listening.
Hey, you put me on the spot. Of course I would. I misspoke.
The next question. In the past year, have you trusted a fart that you shouldn't have? Sherry, what do you think he said?
Trusted a fart?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys, she's 6 for 6 right now.
That is crazy. Do you think she can get the last two?
I think she can. Let's keep going.
Have you ever Googled yourself? Sherry?
Oh, you know, if he doesn't like emojis, I don't think he'd want to know. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
No, he has. He's a Leo. Yeah.
Wow, the first one incorrect.
I know.
6 and 1, almost the perfect game.
Let's just do the final one really quick. Your car finally dies and you have to carpool with either Jess or Selena. Who would you feel safest with them behind the wheel? Sherry, what do you think Graham said?
Jess.
That one I don't know.
I'm a safe driver.
Only because I've seen Selena's car arrive here just mangled a couple
times.
That
mornings. Was one time oh, I stop. Caused a huge accident at the toll plaza at the Bay Bridge. It was an accident.
That happened once. I'm terrified either way. I'm terrified either way.
Sherry, you won!
Nice job!
Congratulations! We are a little mad at you because we're going to have to... One of us is going to have to chug. Jess is about to draw names. Sherry, let me put you on hold really quick. Don't hang up so we can get some info from you. Okay, Jess.
I swear if I Jess get my drawing. Name All right, one more time.
Let me just say it was my turn to draw names today. Technically, we all take turns each week drawing names. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to let Jess draw because each and every week somebody always says, the game is rigged. Jess has to chug every time. The game is not rigged. Jess drew her own name last week.
She threw her own name yesterday. So how can you say... How can you say it's rigged? Yesterday?
And she's about to draw her own name once again.
Let me make sure all names are in.
So
they're
Jess
all in there.
Is looking to confirm all names. Now, don't no, look. Now you got to mix
no.
them up again.
No, I will.
She just looked them all, Selena.
No, look.
Let Selena shake it up.
Let me shake.
Give it to her.
Upside down, twirling it around. Shake.
Jess is trying to rig the game when we're telling people it's not rigged.
I just want to make sure my name isn't in there 3 times.
All right, she's drawing. All right,
the person who will be chugging this morning is... I love it when she calls her name.
I swear, if it's me,
read the name. My heart is killing me.
Graham!
Oh my God! Wait, yes! This isn't even a punishment. Drinking out of your own mug that you drink out of every morning?
It would have been funnier if one of you guys
My heart is still pounding. But yeah, you know what? Now I'm mad again because Graham always gets the good stuff.
Hey, don't talk to me. Talk to the person who made up the game.
That's it!
Oh, that's a good point.
All right, Graham's spinning.
Oh my God, I'm still shaking.
Next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Bay Area. Happy Friday, everyone. I hope everyone has a great weekend and everyone drives safe. That has to be the funniest chug wheel I've ever heard. Honestly, I'm so glad that we got to hear Graham's part. I know we did, I believe it was Jess last time, but that has to be the most funniest one I was sitting here cracking up. Thank you guys for the laughs. I love you guys. Everyone have a great day.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Thank you very much. It was really funny hearing about you. Yeah, great time. Except for the guy who's got to spin the chug wheel, which is me.
It's not even bad today. This is Chug Wheel Holiday Edition. You have eggnog on there.
Right.
An eggnog out of your dirty mug, which you already drink out of.
Oh, but you know what,
I only drink coffee out of it. I don't drink eggnog out of it. And I haven't washed it an entire year.
The real question is, if you do have to drink out of that coffee mug now, are you going to wash it afterwards?
You can't.
No, that'll just add to the flavor of the next coffee.
That's disgusting. That really will be, get moldy.
And it'll probably sit there till 2025.
That's so gross. All right.
That it's Friday, too.
Graham, are you ready to spin the wheel?
All right, let's spin this chug wheel, everybody. Let's
spin this chug wheel. And we are live. We are live on Instagram.
Oh, give everybody time to join. JV Morning Show on Instagram. We are live. What's up, everybody? What's up? All right, let's spin this chug wheel. Again, it's just eggnog and eggnog out of my disgusting mug. Well, you guys think it's disgusting.
It is.
I think it's great. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
There
it goes.
The
wheel is spinning. The wheel is spinning, and it's eggnog out of Graham's mug, just barely by a hair. It's just barely hanging on.
This is like not even a big deal.
It wanted to go one space further. All right, let's nog it up, you guys. Let's nog it up.
We're noggin' next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, are you ready to chug?
I filled up my mug. Hashtag has not been washed in all of 2024. And right there in that last song, I took a wipe with a paper towel of the inside, just the wall, not even the bottom. The bottom of this mug's the gross part. I took a wipe of the side wall and I pulled the
completely brown
paper towel out and showed you guys. All right. I'm also going to do an honorary chug of my toe today. If you want to hop on a JV Morning Show Instagram Live, because this is the toe that I dropped the stove on.
That's
should
right.
Should he stick the toe into the mug before he drinks it?
Well, let's take a look at it first, because everyone, I got clowned for my feet this week based on my photo from home, and everyone's like, oh my God,
please
your
go
foot.
Back and check that out, right. JV Morning Show. All the good stuff is on there. Make sure you follow us.
I got my Christmas socks on today, Celine. They got a little
Yay,
Christmas
tree. Festive.
All right, take a look at that toe. If you get it on there, it's, you know, it's kind of black and blue looking. So okay. I need you to look at the rest of my foot.
I'm over here
does it look
running
like
a show.
Picture? I feel like it just looks like a
Hold
foot.
Hold on, let me go.
Get over here and look at it, because everyone's like, look, your foot looks like raw meat. It's gross. The toe is like,
okay.
The toe is black and blue.
Okay.
The rest of the foot just looks like a foot, right? I don't know.
Very veiny, but it's a foot.
I'm a veiny guy.
That's fine.
I'm a veiny guy.
That's fine. All right. Foot is regular. That's good to know. Everyone, he does not need to go to the doctor after all.
So
foot is regular.
Dip the toe in the chug mug.
Is this agreed upon?
Yes.
You guys are sick. This is gross.
He's dipping his bruised big toe into his eggnog.
It's in there. All right. It's time to chew.
So I got some
toe nog on the carpet.
And then Jess has to suck your toe after.
Yep. That's what I heard.
All right, go. Chug.
Make it official.
Chug. 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 The toe nog. Taking it like a champ. Okay, Graham, I see you.
Chug.
This is all live, JV Morning Show. We do this every Friday, 8:20, so you can make sure you don't miss another one.
I love a good holiday nog. That was good. That was delicious, you guys. Whole thing pounded.
There was no alcohol in that, we learned. What was the point?
Well, you know the boss is listening. They don't like it when we booze it up on the show.
That's true.
Add bourbon to your nog, though, if you're going to make some tonight at home. I highly recommend.
All right. Good job, Graham.
Sprinkle a nutmeg on top, too.
We'll have a
really
video
sets it off.
Of all of this on JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Ladies, I am mad for you. Like, this is not fair. Who gets to determine what's on the chug wheel each week? I mean, it shouldn't just be Graham, right? You guys need to think of something that you like, but Graham doesn't like, and put it on the chug wheel. Because I'm pretty sure he likes eggnog, and this is just a nice little snack.
Okay.
That's a good point.
To be fair, we all do have input on what goes on the chug wheel.
Yep.
This week, we did want it to be holiday related, something festive. So we all agreed with eggnog, even though I personally don't like it. But it's better than some of the other nastiness that was on there last week.
That's true.
So we were all okay with it. But Graham.
But did we agree on the cup being Graham's old dusty, musty?
No, I got to surprise you guys with something. That was just downright funny.
I'm fine with it.
Well, you're fine with it because you didn't have to drink it.
No. I mean, I'm fine with it being on the wheel this week because I didn't. Yeah, right. And I didn't get picked.
And to answer the second part of that talkback, yes, I do love eggnog, and that was
of
a tasty treat. Happy holidays, everybody!
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Graham, your boy James Kennedy from Vandy Rules was arrested.
I saw this. I didn't read into it. I need to know more.
So police in Burbank were dispatched to a home Tuesday night after receiving a call about an argument between a man and a woman. And apparently it was James Kennedy. from Vanderpump Rules and his girlfriends, and there was some type of like domestic altercation or incident, and police arrested James for misdemeanor domestic violence. He was later released after posting $20,000 bail, and so now the Burbank City Attorney Office, they're reviewing the case for possible criminal charges. So earlier that night, I guess there was a lot of drinking involved. They were at Kathy Hilton's holiday party, and a lot of people say James was acting kind of like aggressive at this party, like barking orders at people, and even other exes of his have reacted, Raquel or Rachel being one of them. She's like, she said she is not surprised like by these charges at all.
Look, you and I did an event with James Kennedy at the Grayton Hotel Resort Casino, and couldn't have been a nicer guy. And I was like, I was almost surprised. I was almost nervous to say hi to him because as somebody who's watched Vanderpump Rules, man, when that guy gets on one and wants to be mean, holy meanness.
Oh, really?
He just rips people apart and can be incredibly just ruthlessly mean. And I'm always like, how are these people still friends with him after the stuff he says about him? He gets going and he flips a switch, and I'm telling you, he's mean. So am I surprised by this? Not as much as I would be about other people.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
He does have, and he's been open about his like struggles with substances and stuff and alcohol, and they turned him into a different person. He is one of those people. Like, we saw him again, Selena. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. I was totally like, I was shocked at how nice he was, you know, and friendly.
That explains why he stayed away from drinking at that pool party.
Maybe.
He didn't want us to see his bad side.
Well, he also had a lot of years where he wasn't drinking, and that was documented on the show. He was really trying to not drink because he knew what alcohol did to him. And so if he was drinking at this thing, and I'm telling you, he has a temper, and you mix alcohol, which, you know, clearly does not agree with his system, and that temper together, and, you know, was it just a loud argument, or was it actual physical? Like,
well,
did it turn physical? I guess do we know that or no?
He's saying like no one was hurt or there were no injuries or whatever. So he's hoping that the attorneys decide not to file formal charges. But if he was arrested for misdemeanor domestic violence, that to me, that says there was something, and maybe he's trying to downplay it, but that's what they're investigating.
I hope for his sake and her sake, it didn't get to that point. Do I see him being someone that could fly off the handle again and drunkenly be breaking things in the house in a rage or whatever and like yelling and screaming? Yes, that all tracks.
Right.
So I just hope it didn't turn to actual like physical. I don't see that for him as much.
Mm-hmm. Graham, what do you have?
All right, you guys, after a very long awaited, a very long 14 months of construction, the newest Topgolf location is finally open for business.
I thought you were going to talk about your house.
No, that's 14 months of construction. I wish. I'm on like 36 months of construction.
Wait, the new Topgolf is open?
Today is the grand opening of the Burlingame Topgolf. Up until this point, we just had one in San Jose, Jess, and everybody that lives on the peninsula. This is great news for you guys. They had an official ribbon cutting ceremony this morning at 8:30. So, you just missed it.
I wanted to go.
Cutting the ribbon, but again, after 14 months of construction, everything brand new, ready to be open. You know, they got the bar, and they have 100, I think they said they have 100 bays there that you can be hitting balls out of. They had a soft opening this week, which is where I had a friend that posted that he was at Topgolf in Burlingame. I'm like, oh, it must be already open, but they did a soft launch this weekend.
Got it.
To get everybody brought up to speed and just make sure everything was running okay. But Topgolf now open in Burlingame, you guys. That's pretty exciting.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, who are we bringing on?
We're bringing on our buddy Chris. Now, we brought him on last year to talk about this very same toy drive. Uh-huh. It is an annual event, and somebody comes to me and says, can I talk about the toy drive again this year? And I say, of course. It's the JV Show. We want to help you out.
Well, let's let Chris talk about it. Chris, good morning.
How you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm currently working, but, you know, I have to make a little bit of time.
You know, us too.
Talk about it on the radio.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Like I mentioned, I just wanted to talk about the toy drive that I'm hosting this year. It's my sixth year doing this. Once again, it's going to happen in at Jane the Bakery in 188 Gary Boulevard.
In San Francisco.
If you guys can donate, anybody can donate. This year, I partner up with it's a private airport in Alameda. It's called the Aero Club. So anybody who donates will get a ticket for a raffle. And if you win, you get a 30-minute Bay Area tour.
Very cool. All right, so that anybody that's got to show up, and you got to bring a new toy to donate, and then that's how they enter?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, we've got your flyer up at JV Morning Show on Instagram on our stories if you want more info on that, because it is here in the city. And what's the date? When is it?
So we're collecting toys all throughout the 20th, and then on the 21st, we'll have the kids from the San Anthony Clinic come visit. We'll have Santa Claus. I had a really cool DJ from the Bay Area called DJ Neres that was able to donate 2 hours of music for the event.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. This year, to be honest with you, I'm not getting as much donations as I usually do.
Oh, no.
So I'm hoping that maybe with this shout out.
No, we got to change that. That is not cool.
All right, JV Show listeners, go look on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. There's the flyer right there. Let's. I hate hearing that. We're coming up on Christmas. We need to make sure all these kids get something.
So here's the thing: the drop off locations. Can we drop them off in Alameda as well? If anyone is on the East Bay, or does it have to be in San Francisco?
It has to be in San Francisco. Jane has 4 different locations. They have a location in Gary called Jane. They have a location in Larkin called Jane on Larkin. They have a location on Fillmore called Jane on Fillmore. And then we have the Jane the Bakery location, and we got a other location in Tiburon called Jane by Sweet Things. Sweet Things by Jane.
Okay.
And all these Janes are bakeries, right?
Correct.
What's the best thing they make?
To be honest with you, we have a really, really good twice-baked croissant.
Okay,
twice. Ooh, that sounds delicious.
So drop off a toy and get a twice-baked croissant. Yes. That sounds good.
All right, all that info, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story right now. Go check that out, Chris. The JV Show fam, they always come through, so hopefully we see an uptick in donations, okay? And what you're doing is amazing.
No, I really appreciate you guys, like always, every year. Like, this really means a lot to me. Like I mentioned, hopefully I can keep doing this year for many, this event for many, many more years. I really appreciate your help. You guys are always there to help me out whenever I need to. And
of course.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
anything who's about helping the kids, we are there for.
Yeah, thanks for everything you're doing, Chris.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Woo! All right, JV Morning Show. Go check out that info. And then JV Show fam, do what you do. Get those donations in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.